You can love your neighbor. Really? Find out how in this episode of 5 Minutes Closer. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. My mom used to take me to the laundromat. Not much for a five-year-old to do at a laundromat, so she told me to watch the washer and count how many times an individual pair of socks showed up in the little round window. They average about 25 seconds to make a round trip if anybody's interested. I wasn't, but I did learn the importance of clean clothes. In college, I had the three-basket theory of washing. I divided my laundry into the whites, the darks, and the I'm-not-so-sure basket. Just to be safe, I washed everything in cold water. I also learned that the best way to cut down on laundry is don't get stuff dirty in the first place. Peter had something of the same message for first century believers. He writes in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 22 through 23, "Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart. Since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God." Peter told his fellow believers that they could love each other. The fact is, we believers are going to be around each other for a long time. Might be a good idea to figure out how to get along now, since we're going to be neighbors for all of eternity. Peter describes how to do so. First, purify your own life. Instead of focusing on what's wrong with everybody else, seek to live in obedience to God's word in your own life. That's even more difficult than it sounds, but the good news is we're not on our own in this endeavor. First of all, remember who you are in Christ. Peter describes it as born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God. The authorities that oversee our food chain have grown more and more specific in laws and regulations requiring those who market and sell food to describe exactly what it is in the food that we purchase and eat. One day, I want to purchase a box of rice where the list of ingredients is rice, or buy some orange juice where the list of ingredients is oranges. I realize that manufacturers have to include preservatives and colorings to make the food appetizing, but it gets really confusing sometimes. Some ingredient listings are longer than the novel War and Peace, and at least that novel is a little bit easier to understand. We don't come with ingredient labels. The people around us cannot read our ingredient list and see the living and abiding Word of God listed. So we have to show them. And one of the primary ways we show the people around us who we are in Christ is through our love for each other. Jesus put it very simply in John chapter 13, verse 35. There Jesus says, "By this people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." We need to recognize the significance of what Jesus is saying here. What is it we typically remember about people in our life? The 300 times we see them in the hall at work, or the one day they snap at us when something isn't our fault? The 500 times the checker at the grocery store helps us out, or the one time they accidentally ring up our bill incorrectly? The times our friends help us, or the one time they weren't there when we thought they should have been? The world tends to focus on the negative. We as believers shouldn't make the same mistake. As God has forgiven us, we must learn to forgive. How many times? Well, just as Jesus told Peter, 7 times 70, or as many times as our brother needs forgiveness. And we should live lives that illustrate the love that we know in Christ. We have the perfect example of living in the life that Jesus lived. And that is all we need. You can love your neighbor. You can live a life that illustrates the love you know in Christ. And now, you're 5 minutes closer. My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from His Word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.